What is up? What is up? What is up? It's your boy AJ with the Chakra Network. And if you have not heard about the Chakra Network, we are an anime and manga podcast that is tapping in with the community. If you wish to be a future guest on our show, fill out that job application in the description below. And again, if you are an anime fan or a manga reader, go smash that subscribe button, hit that like button, and ring that notification bell so you will be notified every single time we drop some content. Make sure to tap with us on Discord, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We always live and we lit. So without further ado, let's get right into it. And today we have some special guests on the show. It's our first time doing this, but we would like to introduce the Hidden Devils Podcast. So y'all introduce yourselves real quick.
Hey guys, so we're the Hidden Devils, yep. Based off of Montreal. Same thing, we love anime, so we made a podcast about it.
Yep. I'm Thunder.
Yep, and we're here. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Yeah, most definitely, man, most definitely. So I guess just out the floodgates, what got you all in anime? So just so we can tap in with the community a little bit and get them to know a little bit more about you guys.
Oh, well, to be honest with you, Naruto really got me into anime. It was just, you know, one of those midnight showings on TV back on Cartoon Network. It really got into it. I really enjoyed it, and I just couldn't stop from there. I think I was like maybe 6 or 7 years old, something like that. Okay. Yeah, really young.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was all the way back in Romania when Dragon Ball Z was playing on that like retro TV.
Yeah.
So that was my first love, Dragon Ball Z. Then I started Naruto and all those other animes. Really fun experience.
Yeah.
Okay. OGs.
Oh, geez. You know it, man. What about you guys?
Yeah. So basically what got me into anime is, it's a funny story, actually. So I used to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was my show I was in second grade. Like, going into second grade, that was my show. And then I saw a commercial one day, and it said, the new ninja's in town, and this is the best ninja show around. I'm like, there's no way this can be better than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So I watched it, and I was like, oh, shit. And I got a younger sister that's younger than me, and I was like, yo, Taylor, you won't believe what I just saw. Like, I just couldn't believe my eyes. And then next thing I know, I saw paintings of Gaara in class. You know, people were talking about Bleach. And I was like, okay, now I gotta get into this kind of stuff. And then I got introduced into manga as well. Somebody actually showed me a manga book of One Piece. And that was my first introduction to manga. So after that, it just was an upward spiral from there in terms of anime. And I've been an anime fan ever since. What about you, my guy?
Man, this is back when I was like ignorant to it.
Yeah. Okay, all right, cool. All right, yeah, nah. This is back when I didn't understand the difference in culture. Like, you know, in Japan they refer it as anime. We call it cartoons over here in the West. So
yeah,
Toonami is what put me on.
Yes,
man. Whenever Toonami came on, they had them promos of like, so this is what's gonna be coming up with Dragon Ball Z and all that. Man, I was so hyped as a kid, man, especially when the Boo saga came about. Oh my gosh, like Fat Boo, when he was like, he was fucking up everybody. Like, when he fucked up Gohan, he blasts Gohan smack in the face. They had the best promos for cartoons back then.
Well, yes,
anime I would say, but they had the best promos. Like, just listening, what was his name? What was his name? Tom?
Tom. Yes, Tom, man, the futuristic android. Yo, that shit was hard.
Yo, he looked like hard.
Like a spaceship and stuff?
He, what's that?
Well, like for the ads?
Yes.
Yeah.
When he was pulling up in the ship and he was just chilling back in his chair and everything, man. Just
peak.
Like,
peak. Nah, that shit was
tough. That was nostalgic indeed. But yeah, Dragon Ball Z was like the very first anime that I came across, if anything.
Yeah.
Facts. That's like the almost the godfather that put everybody on.
Almost, that is the godfather.
Okay, well, that's the godfather. Hey, let me not get no hate. cool.
Yeah, I definitely think that the ads from, like you said, Toonami and Cartoon Network and everything is what got a lot of like this generation into anime.
Right.
Not gonna even lie. It's I think I watched like a TikTok video recently of just all those ads playing back, and I was like, okay, this is legit fire. If I was a kid starting off right now, this is what would get me into Naruto. This is what would get me into Dragon Ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Nah, them Dragon Ball days was crazy, man. Just looking back at it, the transformations, the fight scenes, they're just iconic.
Man, they're just iconic. Cartoon Network in general, though.
That's facts.
Man, rest in peace.
Yeah, Toonami Jetstream, CW.
And even at some point, I think Disney XD, I think it was, yes. or something like that, started Naruto Shippuden yes. as well.
Yes, yeah, the shit came out late.
Yeah.
No, y'all remember Jetix?
Yes!
Yo,
Jetix went crazy.
That shit was crazy, man.
Hey,
Jetix
went stupid. Hey, I'm not going to hold.
Indeed. You're bringing in some nostalgia, man.
hey, got to. And that's what makes the anime community dope is everybody's going to go back, you know, harken back to the old days where it was popping, where we talk about it when we was younger kids. It don't matter if it was Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, it don't matter what it is. We can always chop it up about some old stuff. Yeah. That's the best part about it.
Not gonna lie, even Avatar The Last Airbender. Yeah, I'm gonna say it's on the same level for me. Avatar is just peak cartoon.
They're bringing that back. Like, they're gonna show
yes, they are.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but it's
I have so come. Much. I have so much to talk about that. Okay.
I think I don't know if it's gonna be a movie or if they're gonna actually do a series of it. But from what I've seen, I think they're gonna follow behind Zuko. Because you know he became the Fire Lord, like after but that's gonna be dope, especially now in today's era, the way animation has evolved in like the last decade. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I can only imagine. I remember seeing a scene too when where were they? I think they were in Ba Sensei and they were trying to infiltrate the king's castle or whatever.
And with the dialing agents and everything.
Yes. Did you see that anime? I'm like, wait a minute. I don't remember the animation being this good. I remember it being good, but I don't remember it being that great. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, nah, that shit was tough. That shit get an anime pass for real. Yeah,
nah, for real. For real, for real. Indeed.
I'll keep fighting for that. For me, I think I even told him, I was like, no, Avatar for me and Legend of Korra are anime. I don't care what anyone says. They're just anime to me.
That's a hot debate, bro.
Yeah, but I'm willing to fight it. I don't care.
Fuck it. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, anime fans for, they always vouch for Avatar. Like, every time. Yeah. I haven't seen anybody be like, oh, well, no, that doesn't count for real. They'll be like, I mean, technically it doesn't count, but I'll give it his flowers. That's usually what happens.
It deserves its respect. Yeah.
For sure. So y'all want to swing into the first topic of today?
Yeah, man.
Cool.
Let's go.
Awesome. So we have, what is the best of the big three? And by big three, are we going to be technical with it? Or are we going to
We're not going to be technical.
Not going to be technical?
We already know who the big
three is. Oh, okay.
Factual. Who do y'all think the big three is? Starting out.
Yeah. Not even a question. Bleach.
Okay.
Naruto.
One Piece.
That's it. No questions. It's all facts. At this point.
Okay. I got you. Because I was about to get in an argument with him about why is Dragon Ball Z not in that?
Because it's the Godfather, bro. Like, we literally just covered that like a few seconds earlier. Like, it influenced a lot of today's anime.
That's fact.
If you think about it, not even just anime, like Western cartoons.
Mm.
Like Western cartoons with the sound effects, the hair, the Super Saiyan transformation. Like,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's kind of like when you think about it. You said Team MNT before. It's the same exact thing. You have all the Ninja Turtles, and you have the master above it. The master is Dragon Ball, and everyone underneath is the big three. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Perfect.
That's
analogy. How we see it. Yeah, right. Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I guess what comes off the top of like the dome for like the big three for me, obviously Naruto brought me in. Like I gotta pay homage to Naruto or whatever because he really got it out the mud. He didn't have family. He didn't have anything. And he said, I'm going to be Hokage. And he's just about getting shit done. Like, that's what he's focused on. If he says he's going to do it, he does it. And that's why I respect Naruto so much. What about y'all? The big three? What's been something that's been so monumental that kind of shifted either your perspective on anime or just your perspective on life?
You can start.
I can start? All right. I think this is the lesser of the three in terms of popularity, but I'm going to go with Bleach on this one.
Okay.
Bleach, to me, is complete peak. From the soundtracks, to the fighting scenes, to the plot twists, to the villains.
Yes.
Name me a more iconic villain than Aizen.
Aizen!
I saw one of your videos. Oh, I saw one of your videos where he just like stops Ichigo's theme. Just like that. My boy went over there. He's like, I'm going to kick your ass. And he stops his blade with like two fingers.
Yes! That's it. Like, oh my God. You want to know something crazy about that video? So just yesterday, the voice actor of Aizen English, he commented on that video. He said, I respect this message.
No, oh, dude,
that's crazy.
That's how you know you made it, though. That's how you know you made it.
Bro, respect. I'm not going to lie. I saw that shit and I was like, oh, there's no way. There is no way. So I was like, this got to be, he got to be pulling my leg. But I went to his page and everything, and it was actually him. It was actually the voice actor in English dub for Aizen. And I thought that was that. Hey, that shit is dope. For real, though. Yeah.
I ain't going to hold, though. Like, I'm going to have to challenge you on that claim when you said, like, what villain is more iconic?
Which one?
I got to go with Pain. Pain was preaching. I ain't going to hold.
Okay.
Pain was preaching. Pain.
Oh, from villains from villains from Naruto, from out of the big three? Out of the big three?
I got to go with Pain. Pain is probably the most iconic villain. Now.
More than Madara?
That's Madara? Insane. Yeah.
That's a hot take, bro.
Yeah. Oh, that's a hot take.
It's a hot take, but hey, I'm going to stand on it. I don't care. Yeah. I'm going to stand on it. But Pain.
You're starting off hot on this one. Okay. I see. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I did not expect that whatsoever.
Pain? Yeah. Y'all don't. Yo.
I respect Pain. Humbly, I respect him. I honor his wishes and stuff. But in terms of being a villain, my boy, like, Madara is on top of that stuff. Like, he makes you consider the fact that he actually has a point in everything. Like, it's Pain on steroids.
Okay, yeah. My point with Naruto is, if the Takenojutsu works on you, you're not a great villain. That's it. It worked on Tobi. It worked on Pain. It didn't work on Madara.
But as far as, like, when he pulled up in the Hidden Leaf Village and said, Almighty Push, and you have this giant-ass crater, and, like, everything was decimated. And then not only that, you had someone who, for one, I don't even think a lot of people was expecting Naruto to, like, come out of nowhere. He was fucking shit up. But then you had Pain right there, who had this man pinned down in the ground. Two hands. I'm talking about off some crucified shit. And then start preaching to him, like, Naruto was talking about, like, man, when I get out of this, I'm gonna kill you. And Pain was like, oh, where you're gonna kill me? And then he was really like, giving him a lecture, like, yeah, you're speaking about how I done fucked up your village, but I mean, my village, we were like the battlefield for wars.
Yeah, that shit was
you see what I'm saying? Like, what about my people? You know what I mean? And that I was like, wow. I'm like, wow. And even Naruto was like, shit, that's I can't really
Yeah, you couldn't answer it. You couldn't answer,
like,
bro.
What, like, you know what I mean? But
I get it. But, like, Madara had, like, the coldest moments. It was the meteorite when he drops a fucking meteorite from the skies. And then there's a second one just coming after.
Right.
And then he 1v5s the Hokages. And he's like, yo, do you want my clones to use Susanoo or not?
Or not.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. That shit was cold. I'm not going to lie.
On top of all of that, my man went blind against all of the fucking Jinchurikis with all of the tailed beasts and like tens of thousands of shinobis also. Like, I'm sorry, but at that point,
you know,
he's
going
to pull up. He's like, yo.
You know what? I'm not going to hold. Man, he gonna kick my ass in the comments, man. But y'all, I gotta give it to y'all. But I still gotta stand on Pain. I gotta stand on Pain just because of, like, his dialogue. I can't.
Yes.
I honestly can't say that Madara has better dialogue than Pain, because, like, with Pain, it was like, okay. Even with Madara, like, Madara, he put, what was it? What was it called? The
Infinite Tsukuyomi.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I understood the whole point of, like, okay, you're trying to put everyone in the trance so that they can fall under this false reality of everything being good. But it's like, you know?
Yeah.
With Pain, it was like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do, but this is all for the sake of yada, 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 yada. You know, like, Pain, I don't know. Pain just grew on me. It's pretty subjective, but if anything, I got to go with Pain.
Pretty respectful one.
Oh, it's a good thing. Bro, Pain is a wonderful villain. Plus, the panel, just the panel from the manga that just, like, comes.
Everyone knows it's over. My favorite, I think that's one of the fights that I watched the most is Pain versus the Hidden Leaf Village. Not gonna lie. It's big anime.
And then the six paths too?
Yes.
And with each of them, like, them having, like, different abilities, they were pretty OP, if anything.
Like,
Pain was a problem.
I mean, to be fair, also, I think there were rumors. I don't know if they were confirmed or not, but I heard like a long time ago that the Pain arc is where Naruto was supposed to end.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, he was told to extend it more, and that's why we got the Great Shinobi War and all this other stuff that's a lot bigger. You know, they introduce aliens and all this other stuff. But just imagine how good the Pain arc was where it just ends after that. Because, you know, Pain at the time was the leader, technically, before the whole Tobi stuff. So it's like, yo.
That would have been a good ending. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, all the people actually dying, not just coming back to life. Kakashi ending right there.
Yeah. Damn. And he meets his father also.
Oh, and, and Naruto not being able to convince Sasuke to come back.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot of what ifs, if anything. Like, for sure. Yes. You know?
Yes, like, yes, yes.
Yeah, they said that Kakashi's dad, he met him in like hell or something, like the purgatory or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, with the campfire.
Right.
That had to have been purgatory. It was nothing around him but just a campfire. I don't think that was hell.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I always like argue when the Naruto 99 voting came out to celebrate the Naruto stuff. I really wish that the White Fang won, because like, you know, we have Naruto, we have Sasuke, we have all these people, we have Minato also, which like, cool, yes, we don't really know his whole entire backstory, but we got so many flashbacks of everything with him. But the White Fang, we barely got anything.
That's facts.
And he was well known throughout the whole, like, every village and everything. Yeah, even Lady Chiyo was like, yo, like, I don't like you because you resemble just like the White Fang when Kakashi pulled up to the Hidden Sand Village. Yeah. I just wanted to see more of him, man.
We didn't get to see that much about Fugaku Uchiha either. Sasuke's dad. And they called him the, what did they call him? They called, he had some name. Oh, Fugaku of the Wicked Eye.
Yeah, like, and he was a Shadow Hokage also. Yeah.
Right.
So,
like, how do we not see any background information on those two? If you're going to nickname somebody White Fang and Fugaku with the Wicked Eye, we better be seeing something about them. A fight or something. We didn't even give a fight. That shit was crazy. But, hey, I mean, it is what it is. We got to talk about One Piece, too, though. We can't leave One Piece out.
We're talking about
ready.
One Piece.
He's ready.
Let's get it. What you got?
Yo, if you're talking about the best anime of the Big Three, just best anime in general, if it's not One Piece, I'm sorry, but you're just wrong.
Bro, I hope
One Piece agree. Has the best characters of all the three. Yeah, I'm saying it, the best character, especially the best character development for like the background characters. Mm-hmm. You guys saw One Piece, right?
Yeah. He hasn't. I have.
I only saw the first 17
episodes. You're not missing out on much, don't worry.
No. Tell me you did not cry when Senior Pink came, bro.
Oh my god, no.
You're fucked up for that. A Bleach fan says that, that's crazy. Anyway, but yo, bro, when Senior Pink came on screen, I was actually crying.
Senior Pink! Senior Pink! That shit was hard.
Yo, one of the best, like, bro, we saw him for like 10 episodes or something, and he has like one of the best backstories, like, even for Naruto.
That's true. That is facts. Remember Bartolomeo?
Yes.
He was tough, too. That the barrier pistol, that shit was hard. That, I'm not going to lie, he's the biggest Luffy fanboy. Like, he was like, I got to do this for Luffy. Literally said, like, holy fist and turned that shit into a barrier and did barrier pistol. That shit was hard. They give, that's one thing about Oda, he going to give everybody they flowers. Everyone.
Yes. Bro, Oda is a goated writer. Also, speaking of that, the foreshadowing is amazing.
It is.
You get Luffy Gear 5 in Skypiea. Like, you get hints for them that from Skypiea.
From Skypiea, bro.
The one arc everyone wants to skip.
That's facts. Nah, like, Skypiea is actually one of my favorite arcs, to be honest. I know there's, like, a little bit in it where, it's kind of slow. But Enel was one of my favorite characters, for sure. He had, like, observation hockey before they even knew that was a thing. And I was like, damn, like, if he fought anybody else outside of Luffy, he would have been a problem. Like, let's say that he pulled up the Marine Ford, he would have been doing some damage there. For sure.
That's like, plus, I'm not even a Sanji lover, but, like, he had one of the coldest moments ever. Like, he had, like, nothing happened equivalent to Zoro.
That is facts. Like,
in Skype, yeah. Do you have a light?
Yep. He was smoking a cigarette. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, that was amazing.
It was amazing. Sanji, I'm not going to lie. Sanji be dropping some bars, though. Sanji be dropping some bars about, like, relationships and stuff in there. Like, on the sneak, he be like, yeah, if a woman lie to you, go after her. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Woman lies to you, go after her?
Yeah, like it was some crazy shit. Like, he was talking about Robin because Robin lied, and then they went back to go to Annie's lobby to go pick her up. And then once she said, "Hey, I want my life saved," then Luffy told Usopp, he said, "Usopp, shoot the flag down." Boom, shot the government. Who's doing that? Who's shooting the government flag now? Nobody was doing that, especially with a 30 million berry bounty at that. But hey, Luffy got it. He got on the map after that arc.
And when you think about it, like, before time skip, they knew each other for like what, a few months only?
A few months. A little bit, a few months.
It was, bro, crazy, he declared war on the government for like a chick he knew for a few months. That's actually insane.
I mean, it's about Robin, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. I haven't watched it, but even I know, like, dude.
I know. But I'm just saying, bro, the commitment of the captain to save his crew, and that's insane.
Yeah, you gotta pay respect to that.
But of course, the biggest thing I like in One Piece is they actually like address a lot of like real issues like slavery, racism,
right,
manipulation, all that.
Yeah. Government.
Government, yeah, everything.
I heard of that. Yeah.
Nah, no bullshit. Yeah. It's a lot covered. this is an interesting thing that I was thinking about. But who do you think is like the top three most valuable people on the Straw Hat crew?
That's actually a really good topic. Not gonna lie.
All right, go ahead.
Yo, it's hard.
It is.
man's got to think about it.
I would go number one, Luffy. But like number two.
Oh, number two, I would say it's Nami 100%.
Nami? Okay. I can agree with that, but I also am thinking Robin too, because if you don't have Robin, you can't get to the Poneglyphs, and the Poneglyphs leads to the One Piece. So I'm like, Nami's going to lead to survival because she's the shipwright, so she can direct where the hell they go and whatnot. Robin is the way to actually like make the team win. So Luffy has like a dream team. And then, obviously, he needs people to protect the ship, too. So, Zoro, Sanji, Jinbei play a pivotal role. And Sanji, most definitely, because they have to survive on the ship. He's the one cooking for him and whatnot. And Brook is just keeping them, like, ecstatic and everything with music. Franky's very important because he fixes the ship up. So, it's like, they're all so extremely vital that it's like, if you lose one of them, then it's like the whole shit is discombobulated. Yeah. Right.
It's a whole working crew.
Yeah. Okay, but if you would have to take one Straw Hat out of the equation, who would you take?
Luffy. Outside of Luffy? I'm picking Luffy. If I were to pick one Straw Hat, like, to hold me down?
No, to be gone, bro.
Oh, to be gone. Oh, yeah, no.
I was going to say Luffy, bro. That's
No. Okay. Damn, because Chopper's important, too. He's the doctor.
Bro, Chopper is important. Bro.
I'm not going to lie. Oh, shit.
You see, that's how you put him on the spot, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
You don't prepare him for that. Hit him where it hurts.
Damn. Let's see. I'm probably going to... It's going to be between Usopp and Brook. I'm going to be honest. I got to pick one.
Danny shaking his head in disapproval.
Bro, it has to be Usopp.
Just it gotta be Usopp, bro.
Bro, we're not kicking Brook out, bro.
But it gotta be Usopp. Usopp. But they say the thing about Usopp is his lies actually come true. Like, they're speculating that his lies come true over time.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because he lied about the whole fleet and everything that he had with his ship when he was talking to his girl or whatever on his island. And that actually became true because now Luffy has like a whole fleet of ships and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's speculative, but I think Usopp does play a vital role, but it has to be canonical first for me to actually decide. So right now in the story, I would say Usopp.
That's pretty interesting. Someone who tells lies and then all of a sudden they're actually living
their
lives. That's pretty foreshadowing.
Yeah, that shit is tough.
Yeah.
That's different. That's different.
Bro, you gotta watch that case, shit, bro. Different. You have to watch it.
Bro, listen, that is strong, too long strong, of a fucking race. That is too long of a goddamn race for me to catch up. I'm so far behind. Like,
bro, just start. Hey, it's only gonna get longer, bro.
I quitted the race a long time ago, bro.
It's only gonna get longer, bro. I'm telling you, you gotta meet us at the Grand Line.
At least there are like websites and stuff where you can watch it a little bit simpler and stuff. There is One Piece, from what I heard, is a really good place to watch. Like to catch up and stuff. It's kind of like Naruto Kai, where they get rid of all like, you know, the useless stuff, all the repetitions, all the fillers.
Okay,
so you can just watch it there.
But that's the thing, One Piece doesn't have repetition and useless stuff.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
whatever. That is true. It's
not, we're not like Naruto with 1,000 fillers and all that.
Whoa, he's right. No, he's right. It doesn't have. I think One Piece is like, what, 9% filler?
Yeah.
Yeah, Naruto filler. Naruto has way over 1,000
episodes. It's like 30% or something. Yeah, yeah, 35%.
35% in Naruto. One Piece is like 9%.
But they're good fillers. Let's be completely honest here.
Have you seen the Tenten filler?
We don't talk about Tenten, okay? Tenten doesn't exist. Tenten has like less fucking screen time than some inanimate objects at this point.
Yes, please. Naruto Swing has more screen time than
Yes, Tenten. Exactly. Exactly.
Yes, bro. The Tenten is useless, bro.
I'm sorry. Wait,
him having a flashback of him being
on the swing? Remember when he was on the swing?
On the swing, yeah. That shit has more screen time than Tenten.
Wait, that's
fact. Yeah.
That's a fact?
But, yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's facts.
You know how disrespectful you gotta be, bro, to your own character. A flashback of you swinging on a swing.
See, not even you swinging. Sometimes just the swing itself without Naruto on it. Like, can you, like, the main character is not even on the swing, and the swing is more popular. The swing than is Tenten.
More popular. Oh, the swing is more iconic than an actual character.
I think what I saw also people were memeing about for Tenten is that. Okay, Naruto Shippuden ends, right? Uh-huh. Naruto and Sasuke somehow manage to find, like, world peace finally. Everything is calm.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tenten, after like, you know, like, time skip and everything, where all the kids are born, mm-hmm. she's the only one running a fucking weapon store in the era of peace. Which, when you think about it, is kind of iconic. Like, yes, there's still ninja, but, bro, you're the only one running a fucking weapon store.
Only one.
It's like... peace.
It's like, what the fuck is the premise? I mean, like, just get bigger weapons.
I mean, hey, they probably got their line of constitutional rights, the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, man. Second Amendment right. Because who said that crime still ain't going on within the village? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead. Come on, grab yourself a kunai. Right, sign the certificate.
Like, man.
Nah, no bullshit.
Yeah.
The worst part is that even in one of the manga, the one shots where it's with... Asuma's daughter and everything, they pull up with a gun, like a scientific ninja tool gun.
Okay.
I was like, holy fuck. Okay, I did not expect that whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a thing. We had a series on this channel at some point, like, can a gun kill your verse?
Yeah.
And I'm writing on this. A gun can kill all the Naruto verse, bro.
I said no.
A gun.
Because Sakura can just heal herself. If you don't shoot her straight up in the head, and even then, I feel like somehow she's going to find a way to heal herself. But Sakura with 1,000 healings, like, she can definitely
heal herself. Bro, I'm sorry. If Neji dies to a stick, bro, or, like, a gun, that's all it takes.
My man. We don't talk about that stuff.
Yeah, bro, Neji became a fucking shish kebab, bro. Like, I'm not having this discussion.
Okay, this man can legit have like 3 or 4 different kinds of jutsus that can stop that with ease. Like, he won't break a sweat, and somehow he's like, you know what the best course of action will be? To just jump in front of Naruto. And then Hinata jumps in front of Naruto, and then Neji jumps in front of Hinata. But the thing is, like, the distance between all of them is so fucking big that even if he did stand in front of Naruto, like, that thing could have hit him anyways.
Right. Like, right. Nah, I agree.
Oh, man. The disrespect is insane.
That is a great question, though. Can a gun? The only one I can think of that won't kill is probably like Kakashi, because if Kamui, like when Pain did the little shit with the nail, him and Obito, and maybe Minato if he's fast enough and he can react fast enough.
Yes,
and then Naruto because of
the third Raikage also.
And third Raikage, yep. Those are the only people I can think of. Everybody else, they probably getting clapped. Yeah.
Crazy. Fuck. I fucking came in.
Nah, no bullshit. That's a crazy topic, though. Damn. Do you think a gun is killing people in the One Piece verse? Not Luffy, obviously, because Luffy already proved that he's not getting killed by a gun.
I thought they had guns in there.
They do.
Yeah, they do have guns.
Yeah, Blackbeard has 3.
He ain't murk nobody with a gun?
Blackbeard has killed multiple people.
Oh. Well, then that answers your question, you're right.
But he did it outside of just a gun, though. Like, he's a notorious... He's like the epitome of a pirate.
Mm.
Yeah, pirates use guns.
Yes.
Like, if guys of the Caribbean, it was smirking people with pistols, bro.
Nah, that's facts. He steals, too. He steals, he drinks, he...
Oh, yeah, yeah, nah.
Blueberries, dude. He kills his own fucking people.
And his name is Blackbeard.
Right.
Yeah, he's a menace, bro.
One of my favorite things that he's ever told me is that when we're doing actually that video, he pulls up with the Haikyuu. Like, he's like, if there's one anime where the gun is gonna kill your whole entire verse, what would it be? And he says Haikyuu.
They're dead. What are they gonna do? Hit a volleyball in front of it?
Yeah, I think I said like, oh yeah, that would be like Haikyuu in the States.
Yeah, I was like, dude, please, what are you doing? Like, why would you say that?
What's the main character's name? Hinata.
Hinata.
I mean, he might be, if he can jump high enough, he might be able to jump over the bullet because he got some bounce. I'm not gonna lie.
Or he spikes the bullet and hits the guy that's shooting instead.
Right. He's gonna like do a volley or spike the ball at somebody.
Yeah.
Who knows, man? Uh-huh. They be flying in Haikyuu though. I like Haikyuu.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Haikyuu is tough. It,
it's freaking insane. Yeah.
But Bleach though, I think motherfuckers are surviving in Bleach.
Oh, but definitely. They're not even human,
right?
Yeah, they're ghosts technically, yeah, like, when you think about it. So like, it's just gonna go through them, right? Unless you shoot like Ichigo's real body, then it's like, yo,
right? Yeah, that's true. Because if they eating Saros to the face, then they're definitely gonna tank a bullet.
Bro, oh yeah, man, Stark, man, was shooting Saros like it was nothing.
He was
like, what the hell, bro?
Yo, my boy Sarah, dude, he got the dirty. Not gonna lie,
bro, I think they all got done dirty.
Yeah.
I think the only good fight was Ichigo versus
Green Giant?
No.
Are you talking about
Kiora?
Yeah,
that shit was
always hard. I always butcher his name, but you saved my ass.
Yeah, right, Ukiyo-ra.
That fight was dope. But
it's one of my favorite things, man.
Oh my god.
I always go back and look at that shit.
It's speculation too that he was probably the strongest one out of all.
Because he had two resurrections.
Yes, because Aizen didn't know about it.
Right.
Also.
Yeah.
So he's the only one that could do that. So in that case, if Aizen knew, then he would probably be set up higher.
Mm.
Right.
But, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of goes to show like, oh yeah, like Ichigo can beat number four. But what about 1, 2, and 3? It's like, you know, like.
So right.
In between the top three, I think two was the most dangerous.
Yeah, Barragan, the one that can decay shit.
Bro, yes.
Yeah,
that show's broken.
Bro, what's his name? Barragan. Shigaraki.
Oh,
on some Shigaraki shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, like, he was on
when Shigaraki. He was fighting Soy Fong. And Soy Fong, she has one of my favorite Bankai.
Soy Fong does. The gun? The cannon?
The rocket?
Yeah, with the rocket.
Yeah, the rocket.
Not the Bankai. What is it?
Shikai?
What is it?
The Shikai, like, the with her stabbing, like, with the needle?
Yes.
Yeah.
You tap them in one spot twice, and they instantly die? That shit is crazy. But, of course, you would have to be precise. But seeing Soy Fong fight, I'm pretty sure she's pretty precise, if anything. Like, her precision level is definitely up there, for sure. Yeah. But that shit is tough. The bazooka shit, it was like, okay. I felt like I was a little bit of a downgrade.
Yeah.
In a sense. It was less innovative.
It was less innovative.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about her Bankai, even she says it, she doesn't like using it because it goes completely against everything that she stands for as an assassin.
Right.
So that even her using it, she was like, no, I would not do this unless it was my last resort. Yeah. And in that case, it was her last resort.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, did you guys read the Thousand Year Blood War arc? Oh, yeah. Or you just watch it?
Yeah, I read the fuck out of that shit.
I'm like four episodes in.
He hasn't read it. I've read it. Oh, I know what the hell happens.
Then I will not say anything. But, but yes. I really enjoy it. And definitely, even when you think about some of the Bankais, like, they're still nice, but you'll see. You'll enjoy everything.
I dig his school, but I saw a manga panel of
yes,
Rukia.
Oh yeah, okay. She goes stupid. She goes just she's like an ice princess when she
bonkai. Yes. That shit look beautiful. I was fucking with the art style. Like
Rukia's baddie, not gonna lie. When she's like that, like
Rukia,
she does some damage.
Yes.
She's really
light, she gets like that, bro. Like,
yeah. Wow.
It gets gritty. Yeah. That Thousand Year Blood War art, like the title should tell you along what it's about. Mm.
Yeah. And also on top of all of that, Kubo said that they're adding more and more fights into it as well, or they're kind of prolonging some of the fights.
Mm-hmm.
So things that you haven't that weren't in the manga or were kind of in the manga, but they were cut out also.
Yeah.
The good thing is that they're adding more to it now. So it's going to be even better than it was before. Because Kubo is like taking like good care of everything.
So it's basically going to be anime exclusive, if anything.
Yes, exactly. There were some things I think that were kind of anime exclusive a little bit here and there. Like, have you seen any scenes with like Ishida yet? For the Thousand Year Blood War arc?
Uryu?
Nah. Yeah, Uryu, yeah.
No, I don't think there's been any scenes of him yet in the anime.
Okay. Then I won't say anything at that point. Okay. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. We're gonna have to watch some of this.
I already read it.
Well, I gotta watch some of that shit, man. I gotta watch some of that.
All I'm gonna say is that whatever you've seen in the previous Bleach does not compare to what's in the Thousand Year Blood War.
That's facts.
Really? That is all I'm gonna say. Really? From start to finish, it goes completely fucking ham.
You know what? Because I was fucking like I was very compelled by what I assume is going to be the main antagonist. I don't know how to pronounce his name. He looks like
Yuhaba.
Yuhaba.
Yeah, Yuhaba.
Is that his name?
Yeah,
Yuhaba. He's like the head of the Quincy, I think.
Yes, he's like the Quincy King.
If we're talking about the same guy, like that Arrancar that challenged Ichigo and then they fled.
Green Zhao?
No, not Green Zhao. Green Zhao was dead. I'm talking about you motherfucker, bruh. Grim Zhao is... What? Bro, let's move on to the next damn topic, bro.
I thought that you were talking about before, like when they were meeting and stuff.
No. I'm talking about the Thousand Blood War art.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Thousand Blood War art. It's the main antagonist. He looks like old man, what's his name? Old man Zengetsu? I think. I don't know how to. I'm probably
butchered it. Yeah.
But he basically like, I guess he just looked at him and they imploded or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? It's in the start of the Thousand War.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is that the main antagonist?
Like when they just completely blew up and stuff.
They just blew the hell up. I'm like, whoa, what the hell? On some Muzan shit. Like he was just offing them.
Yeah, he's like
that, bro.
Is he a problem?
Okay, there's this thing called an Almighty. Just think of him as Almighty. That's all.
Yeah, so he's a problem. He's a problem.
Okay, so you know how like Aizen mostly helped create all of the Espada and the Arrancar and everything like that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like in that kind of concept where this guy is supposed to be like the king of all Quincy's. So just think everything that happened with the Shinigami and like the Soul Reapers versus the Quincy and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like all of that is because of him as well, when you think about it.
Holy shit.
Because he is the leader of the Quincy's. So you'll get more backstory afterwards. You'll have to wait, dude, because at this point, like not everything's gonna be explained until a little bit later.
Yeah, it's gonna be
but yeah.
How many episodes has been aired?
There's only 13 episodes, but in total it's gonna be 4 parts, so 52 episodes about.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. The next part is coming out in July.
That's awesome, a lot. That shit right around the corner.
Bad. All right. But what's up next to talk about?
So,
I know that we're excited about this one.
Nah, for sure. So, what are the best anime video games?
Yes. So, I'm gonna hit you guys with some nostalgia again.
Let's get it.
I'm gonna go with the PSP era.
Okay.
PlayStation Portable.
Okay.
Naruto. Ultimate Ninja Storms, Ultimate Ninja Heroes 2, The Phantom Fortress.
Ooh.
So that's the one where it was like game exclusive, like no anime stuff, no manga canon or anything like that. It was exclusive to that game itself. That was just complete peak, in my opinion, of Naruto. Because you get a whole new storyline, never heard of before. Mm. Naruto and some teammates go into the fortress, which is like all like ghosts and everything like that. But it's like they're fighting against, I think, clones of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, to me, when I was playing that, I personally really enjoyed it.
Okay, Nah, I definitely remember that game. I just couldn't afford it, and I had to play the demo.
I got all those because I asked for Pokemon, like, as any other child would.
Right.
Instead, my parents were like, it's okay, we'll get you the knockoff version, which is a PSP, you'll get Pokemon on that. Because any single parent would be like, yeah, it's okay, you can get Pokemon everywhere, don't worry about it. And I show up to the GameStop, and I was like, hey, I have a PSP, what Pokemon games do you have? And of course, the guy looks at me and he's like, there's no Pokemon on the PSP. Here's what you can get. And the first thing that I saw was the Naruto game. So I was like, okay,
wow,
I need to get this.
I'm going
to
run with that.
Yeah, for sure.
What
about you guys?
I think one of my favorite Naruto games ever was on the Wii, actually. And I'm going to have to go with Naruto Ultimate Ninja Revolution 3.
Mm. Okay.
That shit, that story mode was so lit. It actually was difficult in order to get money to go buy the characters, so you had to play the game. And then lastly, Deidara as a boss character was one of the hardest bosses in damn near any fucking like anime game ever. He would be bombing you the whole entire time while blocking. And you had to use your special in order to complete the mission. And it took me like 30 tries, bro. I remember I almost broke my controller at that game, bro. But hey, that shit was lit though. That shit was lit.
I feel that.
Yeah. Back to y'all. What about y'all?
Okay. For an anime game, we have to go with the classic, the most popular. And for me, I really think it's Pokemon. More particular, the Platinum version. Yo, that game on the DS was the thing when I was a child, bro.
Yes.
Like, Pokemon was always the hype. And that game in particular was so amazing. Like, the Sinnoh region, all new starters and everything. I just love that game.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gotta get right. You gotta put Pokemon in his flowers. Gotta give Pokemon his flowers. Man,
indeed. Because Pokemon was definitely going to be on my list, too.
Hell yeah.
I got two. Well, Loki, I got three. But I'm going to name my first one. So, Pokemon, Soul Silver on the DS.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pokemon Soul Silver on the DS. And the reason why I say, why I picked that one is because after you beat, the final four, it's like you, cause it took place, I think it was the Johto region that you start in. And then all
I think
sudden,
so, yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you come across Professor Oak. I'm like, holy shit. And then you have a whole nother like ecosystem of fucking Pokemon from the Kanto region. So now you can travel in the Kanto. I'm like, yo, this map is big as shit for a DS game. So not only do you explore the Pokemon in the Johto region, but you also explore the Pokemon in Kanto. So now you have two starter Pokemon that you can get.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And then not only that, it came with the Pokewalker, if y'all remember that.
The little Pokeball, you could like bring your Pokemon around.
Yes. And then depending on how many steps you took, I think it levels them up in a sense or whatever. But it also...
Yeah, I think they got XP,
But it also, it made the engagement between you and that specific Pokemon a bit more like... it made it more thorough, if anything.
Yeah.
It made it a bit more intimate, you know. So that was pretty cool. It was very innovative. One of my favorite Pokemon games, if anything. And then two. I want to say Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi 3.
Got
to. I want to say that,
got
man.
To. What do you mean you want to say that?
And say it, man. Say it.
What? Fuck it. Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi 3.
Got
man.
To, man.
That is.
Yeah.
You about to have a part four?
Yes.
I don't even know if they're gonna call it Tenkaichi, but I know that they're definitely gonna copy and paste that same style for what we were playing when we were all kids.
Yeah,
that's seeing that trailer and how they did that, showing the box with the fat ass in the back. If you know what I'm talking about,
oh yeah,
like bro, I was like, wait a minute, because I'm thinking cool. like, okay, I think this is just going to be a whole remastered version that's going to be on current consoles right now, to where they're just going to have a mock-up of like a collection. You know what I mean?
Like they do with Naruto.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but nah, when the upscale of those graphics came about, and they showed Goku transforming to Super Saiyan Blue,
that was tough. Whoa. That was like, wow, crazy.
They're playing. They're fucking around. Crazy. They're playing. No, I could just imagine, like, just knowing what the characters are capable of doing in that universe and how Tenkaichi went about as far as like how the stages were like destructible.
Yeah.
Just imagine what the things that they can do in these new gen consoles.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous.
Fuck, I got another one.
What's your last one?
This is my last one, man. And it's another Dragon Ball Z game. It's pretty underrated though. Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit. I played it.
It was tough. It was definitely ahead of its time.
Indeed. The only thing I didn't like about it is that it was low in quantity as far as like the characters. They didn't have that many characters. Though they did have some unexpected characters after you beat the main story. Like they had Broly, and I think the second one was Bardock. Yeah, they had like a little mini story going on. But when you play as Broly, it was like it ended with Broly just fucking up everybody.
Of course.
Yeah. Like it's Broly. You know what I mean? But Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit, I like the combat style. Like it looked like they were actually like they had actual kung fu styles in that. Especially when you played as Tien and the way his fighting stance was. I was like, whoa, this shit is tough, if anything. But yeah, those are my three. Those are my three right there, for sure.
Yeah, that's a good list.
I gotta give an honorable mention though to Naruto Generations.
Oh yeah,
the one that had all the Naruto characters plus all the Naruto Shippuden characters combined together, and when they released a trailer, dude, where it was like all of the younger generation on one side of the forest and all the Shippuden on the other side, and they came like face to face.
That was tough, man.
I remember that. That shit was peak.
That shit was fire, man.
That intro was tough. Not gonna lie, the intro was definitely hard.
Yeah,
man. Since we talking about game intros, are y'all fans of Mortal Kombat?
I work on Mortal Kombat, man.
What?
Yeah.
Which one?
So I was a tester for Mortal Kombat 11.
Okay.
And yeah, so now, yeah, I love it. It's in my soul, not gonna lie.
Wow. That is tough.
Yeah. Yo,
so we were talking about the Mortal teaser
one.
That came out. And my gosh, man. My gosh. Like, those fatalities. I don't know if that's what they're gonna look like in the actual game. I can
can't talk about it.
Like, yo, I'm looking at this shit.
He under NDA. He can't talk about it. He under NDA.
I agree with your statements.
Yeah. I'm about to say before we get this man in trouble, let's get to the next topic.
Mortal Kombat is peak. Not gonna lie. No, I don't like fighting games, but the fact that I got to be on 11, it was a really waking up experience. Like, holy shit. Like, okay. Like, I had to show that to my parents. I'm like, yo, look, this is what I worked on. Like, my name's in the credits. Look at this. And then they're like, what is this game? Why is it so violent? Why is it so bloody? Everyone's blowing up. I'm like, yes.
Perfect for kids.
Perfect for kids. Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Rated M for mature.
Right.
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
Nah, no cap. So the next topic. Can you want to go ahead and get it?
Yes. Yeah. So the next topic, pretty similar to the first one.
Yes.
Best of the Dark Trio. Best of the Dark Trio.
All right, are we talking just anime here, or are we talking anime and manga also?
I don't want to get spoiled.
Respectfully.
All right, so.
Fuck. Hey, bro, if Mike and Josh was here for the Chakra Network, y'all go manga all day. They don't give a fuck. I'm the one that doesn't have time to fucking do that shit.
Listen.
Fuck.
Oh my gosh. It's gonna be anime.
Okay,
anime
just,
only?
Yeah, all right. Just strictly anime. Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Respectfully.
Not getting spoiled today.
All right. I think personally, I watched all of JJK. I watched all of Chainsaw Man also. Mm-hmm. In terms of Hell's Paradise, I think I watched maybe 3 or 4 episodes. I'm not caught up personally.
Okay.
But I am. I just have to go with JJK. Jujutsu Kaisen is just... It's amazing. I think I had to watch it like 2 or 3 times. Mm. And the movie... Mm. Oof. The movie? Like,
what was I telling you, man? Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yes, like, yes. It's on another level. Yes, like, MAPPA pays hella respect to Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Yo.
Yeah.
What is what's his Gigi Akutami? Is that
the, yes, the mangaka? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yo, shout out to him. Like, I cannot wait till July. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I cannot fucking wait, man.
There's a lot of heat coming out this year, man.
Yo, whatever you saw in season 1, it's nothing.
It's nothing compared. Telling them that. It's nothing compared to what we are about. If people have been fucking with season 1 to where, like, look, that was just the beginning.
Yeah.
Bro, season 2 is going to go crazy. But they're kind of steering away from what we truly want to see. Though I do want to see my favorite character, Toji Fushiguro, finally get animated. Because if anything, what they're about to show us from the get-go is like, that was what basically made everything come about to what it is that we're seeing right now. Toji Fushiguro is why Gojo is the way he is. Like, he's the one that made, like, oh, I can't spoil that. I can't spoil it.
Just wait and see. Yeah. At least it's only 10 chapters long, so it's going to be about maybe 3-4 episodes. It's not going to take that long, but those 3-4 episodes are like what make Jujutsu Kaisen what Jujutsu Kaisen is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And that's the thing, though. Like, I don't know why they... I'd rather them had just made that a movie, if anything. Rather than them actually having it, you know, as episodes. Like, have a movie about that, because you are going into, like, Gojo's past, if anything.
Yeah.
To where you kind of now understand, like, okay, who Geto is, if anything. Yes. And why he was doing the things that he was doing. Because that kind of like, explains, like, why he did in Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, you know, if anything. Because that was, what, like... few years out, like 10 years after, I think,
because something like that,
so but I'd rather them
we'll just have to see, man. Yeah, you just have to wait and see.
Hey, MAPPA gonna do their thing for sure.
Definitely gonna do their thing. I'm also excited for season 2 of Chainsaw Man.
Yes
my queen is finally going to show up. My favorite character of all in Chainsaw Man is gonna show up.
Bomber Girl.
Dude, she, like, when I was like reading that part at the beginning, I was like, oh, like that's cool, and I was like, okay, she's actually going down. And that's why with him, like, I know that he's not gonna say Chainsaw Man at all, because
I didn't read the manga yet.
No, but in the anime wise,
what happened?
Like, you didn't like it, like the first season and stuff?
It was okay. It wasn't like... Because, bro, Chainsaw Man was so overhyped for, like, years.
Yeah. Like, not for sure.
But the story-wise was really nice.
Yeah.
But just the fighting scene, like, the last fight...
Yes.
Like, that was ass.
And that's why I told him that you can't really compare season 1 of Jujutsu Kaisen with season 1 of Chainsaw Man.
Right.
Just because of the fact, like, if we did and we had the same exact cut-up of JJK season 1 ending at, like, episode 13... versus Chainsaw Man ending at episode 13, JJK wouldn't be as hyped as it is now.
Right.
The only reason why it is because you had the whole entire like school event arc where everything happened there. That's what made Jujutsu Kaisen so hyped.
But I'll give you this. Chainsaw Man is better than Hell's Paradise, in my opinion, for now.
Because
at least the characters are lovable. Hell's Paradise just feels like a seasonal anime and that's it.
A seasonal. Okay. I can see.
No manga. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I can see what you're saying, right? Okay, I can see what you're saying because we're going through a lot in a few of the episodes. So I can see what you're saying by a seasonal anime. But, I'm not going to lie. Hell's Paradise, the way it just encapsulates you, in the anime, like, as soon as you get to that arc, when they get to the island, that part when they get to the island and then you see Gabimaru's true intentions and what he really could do, as opposed to just being like lackadaisical, I don't want to be here, Gabimaru. As soon as he puts his mask on, it's like he's just a whole different person, bro. And then that was like, yo, this anime. And he was the one that like really was like emphasizing how crazy Hell's Paradise is going to get.
No, it is.
Yeah,
it,
bro. Yeah.
Like early on, and this is when I was reading the manga. When they were introducing some of the characters, it was pretty vague, but you don't really understand the characters that thoroughly,
right?
Until they get on the island, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was the Yamada clan,
mm-hmm.
Aizen, the red hair with the eye patch.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, man. I was reading that, and I'm like, there's no fucking way that Yuji Kaku is offing characters like that.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Because the way...
I thought he was powerful as fuck.
Oh my god.
I thought he was too. Like when he first showed up and he killed the dude when he just tried to walk away, I was like, okay, yeah, he's a problem. Gosh.
Yeah, no.
And the worst part, he was trash talking the previous episode. It was like, oh, I'm the best one. Oh, you're weak and everything. Then he gets one shot.
One shot it.
Man,
he was
ranked number one. So it's 12. It was 12 of them. Mm-hmm. It was sent from that island. He was ranked number one. And when I saw that shit in the manga, I was like, what the fuck? Damn, I'm like, so okay, this is where we're getting at. This is all in the beginning of this shit. So what am I about to see like later on? Because this is only in volume one. This is only in volume one. So I'm like, okay, what is Yuji Kaku like? What are you about to show me throughout this story that you're writing? Because it's great storytelling. Of course, it's very similar to a battle royale. Because you're on an island and motherfuckers are just getting murked. But it's now coming to a point where it was I'm about to spoil. Let me stop. But nah, Hell's Paradise is, that shit is good. That shit is good. But quick question.
Hit me.
Comparing the three MCs, which one out of the three are you more so like, who do you lean on more, if anything? Like, who's more likable?
Out of the three MCs?
Out of the three MCs. So you got Trio, Yuji, Gabimaru, and Denji.
Yeah.
I think realistically, this is personally from my opinion, realistically, it would be Denji.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's honest with what he wants, and it's very basic stuff.
Mm.
While Yuji is like a typical anime MC, it's like, I'm going to protect everyone. Right, I'm going to listen to what my grandpa said. And Yuji's there like, dude, I just want food and I want to touch some titties.
Yeah.
Right.
Literally, that's all he is. That's all he wants.
He's just like me, bro.
No, that's what hex.
What about you guys, though?
I have to say, that's crazy because I asked the fucking question.
Yeah, go ahead. You got it.
You can go ahead, bro. Right. You go ahead.
Right now, I'm gonna say Gabimaru,
because
I feel like he's really, really fighting for something. He just wants to get back home to his wife. That's what he wants to do.
Right.
And I feel like how dark Hell's Paradise has been, I feel like they're really gonna up it, and they might murk his wife. If they do, I want to see what Gabimaru does. He's really going to turn that shit up. But, hey, you know, we never know. But as of right now, I do like how Gabimaru is written.
Imagine if, like, he gets off the island, he finds everything, and he comes home only to find, like, her rotten body or something.
Right. Like, that would be insane. I'm not going to lie.
The way they were talking, like, y'all haven't really seen it yet, but the way they're talking about him, what he did, man, just his past, like his whole rep, he's a fucking problem, man. He's. And even him, like, he was fighting Sagiri on that. Like, he was like, I have nothing to, cling on.
Yeah.
This thing that you call life. Like, I'm not human. I'm a fucking hollow. Don't ever say that I'm human.
Yo, emo boy.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, what like kind of clan are you a part of that instills that in your mind to where you actually believe that and you preach that to someone who's saying, like, well, no, mm-hmm. it's pretty obvious that you're clinging on to something. You're clinging on to your wife. You love right. your wife.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
just that alone, for you to meet someone who you know nothing about, and you're mm-hmm. like, well, damn, she actually has a point. Like, let me go ahead and venture off in this thing called being human. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let me actually, like, just accept the fact that I'm human, and that the things that I've been doing is something that has been instilled in my mind ever since I've been growing up. Because they right. give you glimpses that, well, his parents were murked,
right?
And I don't know the head of the clan's name, but he basically, like, took him in.
He took him in, yeah, exactly. And trained him to be the way that he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, which yeah, is yeah. fucking crazy. But but now I got my answer.
All right, go for it.
And I got to say Gabi Maro, too. Okay. Because okay. his introduction, like, when I was reading the manga, I was like, wow. This is a very, very well-written MC, indeed. Like,
yeah.
It's not vague at all. And I'm like, I'm eight volumes in. I'm that deep into the manga.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nah, he's a very, very well-written character, to the point where, for a good minute, he was actually... And I never considered any MC to be my favorite character out of every anime series that I've watched. But for a good minute, he was my favorite character. But then I started leaning more so onto Sugiri, if anything, because I see a bit of Sugiri in me, especially when I was growing up, like coming out of high school and everything. I was like, I would look up to some of my peers, if anything. Like, I would look up to some of them and say, like, oh, wow. All right, cool. Because, you know, when you were in high school, everybody, you always had that one person that you would, like, you would see, like, all these people would gravitate to them and everything like that. And you're like, well, damn, like, I kind of want to be like them. Like, you're a bit envious, but then it's like, oh, I kind of want to, like, I want to be like that. Why won't people gravitate to me like that? And with Sugiri, she would look at Gabi Maro like, I want to be like him. Like, he's strong. Like, I want to be like him. And then Gabi Maro's looking at Sugiri like, oh, man, like, she's
down to earth.
Yeah, she's down to earth. She's teaching me the ways of being a human. Like, and just that right there, like, the duo, the fact that they have to be on an island that's filled with so many mysterious things that they actually have to study as they fight alongside one another. And then on top of that, them just fighting alongside one another, they're actually, like, their
builds how would you character say dynamic.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's character development already happening, little do you know. And we're only like, what, 7 episodes in?
Shit, 8 today.
Yeah, 7 or 8, yeah.
Yeah, 8. You know, but yeah, nah, you shout out to Yuji Kaku. And I think I don't know if it's true, but rumors say that he worked under what's his name? That Rice Chainsaw Man.
I forgot the name.
I forgot, but
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to you too.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah,
nah.
What about you?
Bullshit.
What about you, Thunder?
What?
Well, who's your favorite MC?
Oh, Denji, 100%.
Denji,
yo, my boy humbles me. Like, yo, sometimes I'm like, yo, I would like a fancy car, a fancy house, and everything. My boy is like happy with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Facts. He's humble.
Like, I respect that, bro.
Nah, for sure. Nah, yeah, without
that's,
a doubt.
That's the Twanta lifestyle.
No doubt. And, so, on to the next topic, which is what are some of the best anime movies?
All right. Personally, I think that Your Name is one of my favorite anime movies.
Okay.
Ever. It's the same people that made Suzume, the new movie that just came out. And even there, everything was beautiful, but in Your Name, I felt so connected to them, and everything from the cinematography, the animations, the music, the story itself, at the end of it, I was just like, yo, like, I was very emotional in it, and I really enjoyed it, not gonna lie.
That's tough. Your name. Okay. Yeah. I got two. Number one is Naruto Clash in the Land of Snow.
Damn, okay.
I remember that whole entire day, like when it came out on Cartoon Network. Toonami did like a special countdown that day. Time was like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and me and my sister, we like purposefully asked our mom if we can watch it in her room because she had a big screen TV in her room. We was like, yeah, yeah. Doing backflips on the bed while you counting down, you know,
mandatory,
right? All that shit. But I really enjoyed that movie. And then I had to go with the first Pokemon movie with Mewtwo. I gotta go with that. That shit hit different. Mewtwo pulled up on some crazy, like, hey, I'm gonna run this shit. Yeah. Like, y'all gonna have to put some respect on my name, or fuck everybody means. Getting like I'm controlling everything. So yeah. I fuck with it. That was iconic.
Yeah, some of the Pokemon movies are just that, man. They're just it.
Plus, when they did the Pokemon movie, that was supposed to be the ending. Like, the Mewtwo movie was supposed to be the final end of Pokemon.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and then they got renewed and everything.
Sheesh. Wow.
Well, I'm thankful for that because I really like the Lugia and the, all the Articuno, Moltres, Zapdos, all that.
Shit.
That movie was really, really good, dude.
Yeah. Did y'all fuck with the Deoxys one?
I was
Deoxys
just thinking about Quasar? That one, yeah.
Yo,
that shit went crazy. That shit went crazy. Oh my
I'm gonna hit
gosh.
You with another one. We talked about this a little bit, but the Latios and Latias movie?
Yes!
Where
yes.
it was like the Rome-inspired one with all the water and stuff.
That shit was sad.
That hit different.
I said this to him, but Latias, when I was growing up, dude, like as a kid, when she transformed into a girl, I was like, yo, she kind of bad. Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I feel very guilty about this, but as a kid, I was like, yo, like, I'm sorry, I have a crush on Latias. I don't care.
I ain't even see that movie, but wait, bro, it was a Pokemon that transformed into
Latios and Latias. That movie was so it was sad at the end, but like it was a really good movie. Like, it was a really good movie.
Yeah.
Your favorite?
well, number one, I gotta put Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
Okay,
I gotta put that one up top, man.
Of course,
a lot of people they'll probably disagree with me on that, especially like when it first came out. A lot of people were like, well, who's this MC that they're covering? Yuta.
Yeah, Yuta.
And it was like, you know, like even this is even before I started reading the manga because I didn't know who Yuta was, but I was just because I was a fan of Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm like, I don't even care. Like, I'll dive in. I'll go ahead and watch a fucking YouTube review of who Yuta is, which I did. So I'm like, wait a minute. So he's a long distant relative of Gojo. Like that right there in itself. Oh, okay. He's finna be OP, and then. I ended it right there. I'm like, I don't even want to be spoiled. I don't want to know what it is that he's going to do. I just want to go ahead and see this movie. So we went to go see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, theaters?
Oh, my gosh, man.
I think the whole crew went to go see that movie.
Man, the whole crew went to go see that. We went to Cinema Cafe, man. I had, best believe, I had my burger. I had my chicken tenders.
Oh,
all that.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, man, we about to be in this theater for a good minute. Nah, about to see some good-ass animation by MAPPA. I bet. And they showed him, and he was a bitch and a simp. And I was just like, okay, all right. And then, but it was understandable, though. Like, you know, you're young. It's like, okay, you're naive and all that shit.
Yeah.
But he accidentally turned his girlfriend into a curse.
Yeah.
To where he now, like, I guess that bond between them is what became like
so strong. Yeah.
And then when he was introduced to Jujutsu High by Gojo, and then he meeting Maki and all that, I was like, oh my God. And Maki, that's, oh my gosh. I cannot wait to see, bro.
The splits?
Yo. Bro, when they continue the story, bro, oh my. The shit with Maki, oh my gosh. He don't even know.
I don't.
He don't even
know. Oh, he doesn't know either. Don't worry.
Oh, hey, we in the same boat. We in the same boat, brother. No.
All right, let me get off that. Let me get off that. But yeah, nah, Yuta is an OP character indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. Yeah. Especially later on in the manga. Like when he returns. Oh my gosh. I wonder how would they end? Because just seeing how he was in the movie, like he was like nervous majority of the time, but then come later in the manga, it's like, oh man, like he's on top of this shit. It's like, oh man,
I guess we have to wait and see, man. That's it.
You gotta wait and see for this shit.
That's
for
it. Sure. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
But the Jujutsu Kaisen movie, and then I gotta say, the Broly movie. Yes.
First one?
Not super.
DBZ Broly?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The legendary Super Saiyan. That's crazy.
Iconic. That's iconic. Man. Yeah, that's iconic.
That shit was crazy.
That Broly was actually scary though.
Yeah, nah.
Yo, he was scary as fuck as a kid.
Yes.
What? Big as shit, man. Like just
that shit was when he blew up their planet. That shit was crazy. And then when he was just like bulldozing through Piccolo, Goku, Gohan, he has some cold lines.
When
in that
he
movie.
Crushed his dad, that's when I was, oh yeah, he really doesn't give a fuck. Everybody, no one's safe. He crushed his dad, man. I was like, his dad, Paragus is like, Broly pulled up. He was like, yeah, where you finna go?
Where you gonna go, man? Where you going,
dad? Yeah.
I'm just preparing the ship. He's like, oh, a ship that's made with one person? Picked that bitch up and crushed it and threw it. What, it was like a meteor or something that was coming towards the planet or something?
I don't know what it was. Yeah, it was a meteor going to blow the planet up. He was like, oh, so you just wanted to get away before the planet explodes? And then it's crushed her, bro. I was like, God.
He was like, do you really think that this shit is going to kill me? I was like, whoa, what?
Broly has some cold lines. Even when he was like, Goku, do you love your son?
Bruh.
And then just continued to face palm him into a skyscraper. It was ridiculous. Bro.
And then right after that, they just cut off all dialogue. All he was saying was Kakarot. Like, oh shit, all right.
But back to Yardo, what's your favorite movie, bro?
I don't know if you guys saw the Kuroko no Basket anime.
Kuroko no Basket. I haven't seen the movie. No, I've seen a few episodes, but I haven't seen.
Yeah, but like they made a movie at the end, and it's like all of the characters like fighting against like a team from the U.S. So if you're a basketball fan and if you like the Kuroko no Basket anime, that movie is amazing.
Mm.
Like, because you get a bit of everything in one movie, all the hypeness, all of the everything. It's like, as a fan of the Kuroko no Basket anime, that movie made my day. It was the perfect ending to the series also. Because that's the thing, like, it was a movie to end it all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're not going to make another series or, like, another season or anything. They're like, okay, you guys get this movie, and that's it.
Shit. Okay.
That was a good-ass movie.
Best ending. I mean, at that point, like, I feel like if there's a way to end an anime, it's by a movie, to be honest with you.
No, that's fast.
Just go big or go out. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
So, the next one is actually Hot Topics.
Yes.
Dude.
So the first one is the most toxic anime communities.
Oh my god.
I feel like I'm a part of one of them.
Oh.
You think our community is toxic?
No. I'm saying like in terms of like a specific anime that's a toxic community. And I'm just here to say I feel like the One Piece community is toxic. Only because this is the only thing. One, we can be pretentious because we've watched so many episodes. Two, it's like as soon as we hear that somebody hasn't watched it, we're like, "You haven't watched this?
Like, what's wrong with you?
What are you missing out on? Like, this is preposterous, ludicrous."
No. As a One Piece fan, we are proud. We are right. You don't have to feel bad because you know the answer, bro. We're like the new messiahs of the anime.
Yes. That's what I feel. You get it. We're a bit pretentious when it comes to it because we feel so much power in watching 1,062 goddamn episodes.
I'll hit you from another perspective on that, though.
Okay.
As someone that is not a One Piece fan,
Okay.
It definitely feels like you guys are that kid in a classroom that's trying to be the loudest, like, all the time. Like, you're minding your own business, like, you're talking to your friend in a corner, and then for some piece, for some reason, like, the One Piece fan comes out of nowhere and is like, yeah, well, One Piece is better. They're like, we weren't talking about that. It's like, no, but One Piece is better. What do you mean? Like,
no.
Luffy's the best character ever.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, like, in Naruto, where the voice.
Oh shit!
They're all like shitting on Naruto. It's like, how the fuck is Naruto not the top of your like top rankings and
right,
stuff?
Right,
like,
right.
Luffy would be number one. It's like, yeah, but that's not the point. It's okay to vote for someone else. No, Luffy's better. One Piece is better.
Gotta integrate it into the conversation somewhere. If I don't hear One Piece in that conversation, we gotta make the analogy in some sort of way. Like, the writing ain't there. Oh yeah, you should check One Piece out then. You know, like, I just feel like there's always some way to tie it in.
Yeah.
What about y'all? Who do y'all think is the toxic?
All right. Well, to be honest with you, my thing was the One Piece community. So you helped me out a lot by giving me more talking. So thank you very much. I will pass it along to him, who has another opinion on the matter.
Okay, for me, and I know this is like the go-to answer to any anime like creator.
Yeah.
It's the My Hero community.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Bro, and I swear to God, all the shipping they're doing, bro. Like, I swear to God, like, I've seen so many fan arts of Deku and All Might, like, getting together.
Or Deku and Bakugo.
Yeah, like, that's ridiculous, bro. Like
oh, gotcha. Shit. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Mm. On TikTok, especially.
Oh, my God, bro. Like, and all the, like, the audios and everything.
When they cosplay, like, Deku and Bakugo and stuff, and then Todoroki comes out of nowhere also.
Yeah, that is the cringest like, shit I've ever seen.
Bro. Please make it stop.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like, they're not even toxic towards anyone else. It's just the fact that, like, their whole mindset is toxic.
Yeah.
Is what makes it even worse. Like, you know, like, they're not shitting on anyone else. They're minding their own business. But it's the fact of how they're minding their own business that makes it, like, creepy as fuck. And it's just like, dude, why? Like, just leave it.
Nah, that's please. Not facts. That is facts, though.
And they're kids. All of the students are kids. Like, they're 14, 15 years old.
Yeah. No, don't talk about kids, bro. All the fucked up people like that are simping for Nezuko and Demon Slayer.
Oh, that's been more fucked up. That is true. That's a lot of kids in Demon Slayer. Why are so many kids watching Demon Slayer?
I don't know.
Think about it. Why are so many kids watching demons get their heads chopped off and humans getting eviscerated and moms turning into demons and all this shit? Like, yeah, that shit is kind of crazy now that I think about it.
It's accessible.
That is why I have a different waifu that I can know that I'm perfectly fine with simping over its power. from Chainsaw Man. Power is my girl. Like, I don't have to worry about them being students or anything like that. I just know Power, it's okay. It's a fiend. It's fine. Like, it doesn't matter. So, who cares?
I feel that.
But yeah.
Wait, you hold on. You said Power?
Power.
Wait, this one just froze. Can y'all hear us?
Yeah, we can hear.
Cool. Okay, cool.
You said Power's your girl?
I said such a hot take that you guys froze for a second.
maybe a chainsaw person is listening to this and they was like, let me go ahead and freeze this shit real quick before you say something.
Yes. Power.
Yeah, Power dirty if as hell.
Huh?
Power is dirty.
Don't worry about
what the hell is going on? It keep freezing. It keep freezing every time you say something about Power.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh my God.
They are defending me. It's okay. But yes, Power, if you don't.
Literally, every time he put on Power, this shit would freeze up. Like, oh shit.
If you don't understand now, you'll understand later. It's okay.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, so, who's your favorite? Who is the most toxic anime community to you?
The most toxic anime community?
Yeah.
I honestly can't.
You think Narutards?
Nah. No, not really.
Okay.
Not really. I think I would probably say I wanted to say Dragon Ball.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah, I wanted to say Dragon Ball. I wanted to say Dragon Ball, but I don't know. I can't really think of
Dragon Ball isn't a bad one because the main thing that, they're going to bank off of is the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, the writing just does not compare to modern anime. Like, the fact that everything ties back into Goku 99.9% of the time, to me, is poor writing. They have it in terms of fights. They have it in terms of iconic moments. They have it in terms of nostalgia. You got to give them their flowers regardless. But when it comes to the writing and it comes to modernization, like, you got to go to other anime for that.
No, I agree.
Because the only thing with, like, with the Dragon Ball community, everything they're going to say is like, but can you beat Goku, though? Yo, Goku doing 1v1.
Yes. Bro, it does not matter what it is. They tie Goku into it. We did the anime characters with the most drip. And people were like, where is Goku? Where is he? did Goku have an outfit on? No.
That man had the same outfit he had on since he was 14, man.
Bro, he's been wearing the same shit.
Since he was 14.
Before I was born.
Nah, for real though.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ.
Let's be completely honest. At this point in anime's history, there's definitely some characters that can beat Goku. Let's be completely honest.
I can think of two.
Yes.
I can think of two. For real.
But like, I know 100%, and I don't even watch this, but Saitama from One Punch Man.
I saw that. We're not doing that, bro.
He hates that. He hates that argument.
If Caleb was here, he would wholesomely argue with that because he thinks Saitama can beat Goku too.
Indeed. But, that's about to be a rabbit hole.
No bullshit. But I definitely think that there's some anime character out there that can beat Goku. There's omnipotent
Bro, Goku is not even the strongest in his verse.
Right.
Like, that's also a thing.
Right.
Right.
That's facts.
That's true. And then, like, not to go on like a crazy tangent, but then you got Yu Haba, who's had, I'm not going to spoil anything, but you got Yu Haba.
Bro, literally, we can end the conversation with, they have these things called Xeno, where they could just snap their finger and whole fucking universe is gone. That's it.
Very true. Like, and he's learning from Whis, so it's like Whis could beat him too.
Like, I've seen people also say Luffy also with the Gear 5 and stuff.
Oh no, we're not going there.
Okay.
I know all the like cartoon Bugs Bunny shit, but we're not doing all that,
bro. Yeah, it's too speculative right now. Man. Like,
yeah,
we don't know enough. So I feel like
you gotta have thorough knowledge when, especially if you're gonna bring in gag characters like Bugs Bunny or Son of the Mask at that.
Wait. So you mean to tell me that he can bring in things? Like, I don't get it. Like, what's the whole Gear 5 thing?
Have you ever seen Looney Tunes while growing up?
Sure.
Yeah. That. Okay. That's Gear 5, bro. Like, doing like crazy shit and all, that's Gear 5.
He literally, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody knows now because it went viral on fucking Twitter, so it's not really a spoiler, but he literally just created glasses and then put them on and just fucked somebody up while putting glasses on, even though the glasses were completely irrelevant.
Who are y'all talking
about? Yeah, like, I saw the whole imagination thing, like, happen, so that's why I was like, oh, if he has imagination and it works, like.
Yeah, Luffy's ridiculous. I cannot wait till that shit gets animated. We got 9 weeks. We got, like, 9 weeks, y'all. I think it's, like, 9 episodes from now.
But did you see what happened, though? They made a collaboration with Warner Brothers for the animation for that episode.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be insane, bro. Shit.
Warner Brothers?
I did not know that. That is... Yo,
Warner Brothers, HBO stuff.
Yo, they really said Looney Tunes all the way, bro. Yo.
They sent it to Looney Tunes, the originator. Oh my god, I cannot wait until that shit gets animated. Oh my god,
it's some anime that was sent to Universal Studios.
I don't recall.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I wouldn't be surprised. Shoot,
Black Lagoon is one of them.
Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, shoot.
Black Lagoon is tough.
Yeah, indeed.
I actually have a side tangent here.
Sure.
Speaking of One Piece and how like it's sent to different studios, are you excited for the Netflix adaptation of One Piece?
I have to see it. I know that Oda is a really good businessman, which is why he's worth how much he's worth. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure that he wouldn't let One Piece get in the hands of something that can potentially, you know, make the series like go downhill. So I'm pretty sure he's had a lot of business meetings. He's done a lot of due diligence with Netflix and whatnot. Sort of similar to how the MCU was doing it and all that other kind of stuff. Even Hunter, all the other anime adaptations that were in Netflix, they did well. They did okay. Vinland Saga is another one, like, you know. But I mean, we'll see. Hopefully, shit looks all right. I hope it doesn't like go downhill, because if it does, then we're gonna hear about it from the people that dislike One Piece. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
I'm counting down the days. Don't worry.
I hope it burns the shit.
Okay, respectfully, like I'm like, hopefully it goes well, right? Okay. But Oda, when he put that message where he was talking about like the whole progress of everything, and the man legit said, "Yeah, we've had creative differences for a long fucking time between me and Netflix and everyone else." Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Oh, but finally we've been able to like actually mix match and like mend well together." It's like, my boy, like, it's cool that you're saying that you guys are getting along, but the fact that you said that for the longest time, you guys had differences in creative, like, imagination and everything, I was kind of worried.
I am 100% sure I know what the creative differences was.
Okay, yeah,
it's Sanji, bro. Like, how are you gonna, like, put that in real adaptation? Like, he does all the kicks and everything, like, in real life, the actor. How is he gonna simp for, like, girls on TV, like, in the U.S.? Because, like, in Japan, all of that passes, but, like, it's not going to pass in, like, real adaptation.
Oh, Sanji
as a character? Mm-mm.
No, that's facts. But the Rurouni Kenshin real adaptation wasn't that bad, though. Did y'all see that one?
Mm. No.
Didn't? Okay, that one wasn't that bad. Mm. Death Note was like, you know?
It was Death Note was okay.
It was like, but it wasn't Death Note. It wasn't Death Note, though, but it was like, like, I'm not gonna lie, when he first wrote it and then the dude died from the bus, that shit was actually kind of cool. That caught me off guard. I was like, oh shit.
Yes.
He really got murked. But we'll see. I mean, it's Oda, so I mean, you can always bet your money on Oda that he's gonna make something shake for sure.
That's the thing that I think that helps out the most, is when you actually have the person that created the anime and the manga actually there and helping with the creative decisions.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's gonna go well.
For sure, for sure.
Hopefully.
Somebody on live actually just said King of Hell Zoro is going to drop tonight. That's going to be tough. Ooh. That's going to be tough. I can't wait for that episode.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's just going to go crazy. So the last topic of the day, which y'all going to lead with, is going to be bad anime descriptions. Got to get right.
Yeah. All right. So we created some bad anime descriptions for you guys, since, you know, we make it a habit of going forth and just creating bad anime descriptions. Mm-hmm. So we got some for you right now.
Go for it.
Being reincarnated has Brook from One Piece.
Oh shit.
Right, that doesn't work.
Yes, do it with my gear. I'll say it one more time. Being reincarnated as Brook from One Piece.
Okay. Being reincarnated as Brook from One Piece.
And just as a side note, I did the research for this, like, taking animes from your videos, so I know you know the anime.
Yeah, I know, right? That's why I'm like, oh, fuck. Jeez. Okay.
You got that.
It's not that easy when it's on the spot, eh?
Okay. Being reincarnated as Brook. So somebody that's reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Is it slime?
Uh-uh.
No, not slime. Okay. Is it a One Piece character?
No.
No.
It's actually an anime.
It's just an anime. Okay. Let's see. Is it Bleach?
No. It was Overlord.
Fuck! Oh my god! Wait. It was
what?
Because you gotta think, Overlord, Aizen Ogawa, he looks kind of like Brook because he's Aizen all bones. Brook. Fuck! Oh my, that was a good one. Oh man, I'm shaking my head. Ah shit!
Got next one.
Okay, can you get this one? I'm gonna jump.
Next one is. Last time I saw my mom, it costed me an arm and a leg.
Okay, last time I saw my mom. Last time I saw my mom, it cost me a leg. Full Metal Alchemist.
Yes.
Yep. Let's go. Yep. Let's go. Come on. I haven't watched
it. I'm holding it down. I got you.
All right. We got a couple more.
Okay.
I know you're going to get this one. Mm. I don't need a weapon. I am the weapon.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Oh,
fuck.
Gojo?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Gojo.
No, it's not Gojo.
Oh, shit.
I don't need a weapon. I am the weapon. Itachi.
No. It's an anime.
Okay, it's an anime. It's an anime.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an enemy?
Anime.
Oh, anime. So I don't need a weapon. I am the weapon.
Holy fuck. Oh, shit. Death Note.
No.
Damn it.
Do you want the answer?
No, not yet.
Hold on. Give us like three more.
We got it. Right,
I don't need a weapon. I am
that
the
is a
weapon.
Great question.
That is. I don't need a weapon. I am the weapon.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, fuck.
It's an anime.
Do you want to stroke my beard also?
Yes.
I don't need a weapon. I feel like
my shit going like Jimmy Neutron, but ain't nothing coming out. Oh shit.
Animation now.
I feel like y'all are like accomplices of the Riddler. Bro,
what? I don't need a weapon. I am dude. Fuck.
Right. I feel like Batman right now.
When you watch so many fucking anime, I feel like, oh shit.
I don't need a weapon.
I am the weapon. Damn.
I'm dying inside trying to figure this out. I don't need a weapon. Do they use magic?
Kind of.
It's more science than it is.
Dr. Stone.
No. All right, one more. You got this.
Fuck. Damn, I don't want to fuck up, bro.
I know, right? It's our last life. We about to get shot.
Should we give them a hint, at least?
Yeah, I'll give them
a hint.
It has a really unique animation style.
It can't be Junji Ito.
No. Oh, it has a really unique
animation style. It's not. I wouldn't say Jabba's reincarnation.
Fuck.
You see, I'm being nice. I'm giving them extra hints.
Yes.
Yeah, reducing their answers.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Unique.
Animation. Would it be too much if I asked for one more? Like one more hint?
Wait, one more hint? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You want to give the hint?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It's an old anime. Well, oldish.
It's like late 2000s, early 2010s.
Late 2000s, early 2000s.
Yes.
Fuck.
Fuck it. Let's go. Hey, I pulled that out my ass. Let's go. I was like, damn.
I haven't even watched that shit. Bro.
Oh my god.
I haven't even watched that, bro.
My boy turns into a scythe. You got guns also.
Bro, everything. It goes crazy.
You know what's crazy? Yeah. I was thinking of Hunter Hunter until he said it was the late
2000s.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was thinking of Kite when he had that, his ability.
Oh, yeah. Kite, he did. Yeah, he did. That's fact.
I was thinking of Kite. But then I'm like,
I thought of the butler from Hunter Hunter that turned into the motorcycle.
Ooh,
I was thinking of, I was thinking of her, but now I was like,
no, but that was clutch. That was clutch. Not gonna lie.
All right, we got three more to go, and then that's it.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Next one. This rebellion was brought to you by Pizza Hut.
What?
This rebellion was brought to you by Pizza Hut.
Is this a character anime series?
It's an anime still. Yeah,
it's an anime series.
Hmm. Hmm.
Say it again.
This rebellion was brought to you by Pizza Hut.
This rebellion was brought to you by Pizza Hut. Who the fuck? Who the fuck?
This rebellion was brought to you by Pizza Hut. So, obviously, a lot of mass murders happen.
Yes.
And somebody delivered something. Perhaps. Rebellion. Think of.
I want to give them a hint right now.
Right, go give them a hint.
Okay, the hint is that you guys mentioned it recently in one of your videos.
Okay. Okay. Think of a rebellion and think of something that we spoke about recently.
Berserk?
No. There is a mask involved.
Tokyo Ghoul?
No.
Tokyo Ghoul.
They said your favorite anime. Now you have to give them an extra hint.
Okay. I got you.
Go.
Lelouch Vibritania.
Code Geass.
Let's go.
Name it all anime. I need to expand my anime, bro.
Because apparently, for some reason, Pizza Hut was like all over that anime the whole entire time, which is really fucking iconic, and that's like one of the memes of Code Geass.
That's crazy. He did
all right,
start
two more to go.
Okay. All right, we got two more. Come on.
Yeah. From playing with robots underground to saving the universe.
Playing with robots underground to saving the universe.
Playing with robots underground.
To saving the universe.
Yep.
Damn.
Let's think the robots. You got Guyver.
Mm-hmm.
What are the robots? Gundam. Technically robots. Let's see.
Yeah, bro. I'm tapped out.
Wait. Naruto?
No, sadly not.
Oh, no, okay. Somebody asked Red Ribbon.
No.
Okay. Playing with robots underground.
Robots underground to
saving the universe.
Okay, this is an old anime.
Okay. Yeah.
But again, you guys mentioned it like in a few of your TikTok videos.
Mm. Yes.
Damn, what the fuck?
Okay. Old anime. Saving robots underground to saving the world. Let's see if I got the clutch gene.
You got this?
Saving robots underground
to saving the universe.
I'm trying to think of a hint.
One of the main characters dies in episode 4. Or episode around that.
Because dad. Was he even really an MC? Shit.
Okay. No, it's not Yu Hakusho.
No.
I was thinking because he died. But yeah, no.
Yeah. Died early on. He was MC.
Where's someone who? I mean, it's not Attack on Titan because Eren's still alive.
No,
this is old.
It's older.
He said, yeah.
Yeah. Older.
I'm about to just pull one out of my ass, bro. Neon Genesis? Right.
No. Sadly, not. Are you guys give up?
That's the thing. I don't know how to.
It's okay. It was Gurren Lagann.
I was thinking, bro. Josh, I ain't gonna hold you. I was thinking.
No. Gurren Lagann literally came across my mind. But I was like, I don't know too. Because when y'all said that we mentioned it, I was like, Wait a minute, Josh been pulling up a lot of anime that I never heard of. And Gurren Lagann was one of the main ones. It was one of the main ones that came to mind. Damn. Damn. Josh about to spoil every other podcast.
He's going
to
be like, y'all didn't get this?
Fuck it. We just I'm going to just spoil shit.
Fuck it. Hey, let's. We got to bring it home with this last one, bro. We
got
to get it.
All right, you guys got this. Come on.
You've been on the road, bro. I've been missing my shots. All
right, you got this.
Shit. All right, the last one is Them Blondes with Daddy Issues.
Them Blondes with Daddy Issues.
Yes.
Oh, blonde shit.
Singular. Okay, Blonde Singular, yes. All right, go ahead. You got this.
Dragon Ball Z?
No.
No.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Because
I'm thinking of shit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Fuck, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. Them Blondes with Daddy Issues.
It's a more recent anime.
Yes.
Vinland Saga.
Yes. Let's go, guys.
Because I was thinking of Thorfinn and Askeladd.
Holy shit, and they're both blonde,
bro.
That's tough. I would never have gotten that because I didn't start Vinland yet, but I'm about to.
To be honest with you, I was going to go with something a lot easier before, but he put me aside for it and said no. I was going to go with Assassin's Creed Valhalla with like daddy issues or something like that.
Oh.
I was like, that's too easy at that point.
Yeah, that would get it on the spot.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So we were like, okay, let's make it a little bit more difficult.
No, that was definitely a great game for sure.
Yeah.
That had me thinking. I was like, I got to pull some shit out of my damn. That? To find this shit.
Bro.
Yeah.
That.
So imagine like you're put on the spot, you know, you got like 15 seconds to answer and you're just there like, what's going on?
Right.
And then you're going to see all the comments on TikTok. Bro, how did you not get this, bro? I got this in like 0.2 seconds.
I didn't even watch the anime and I got this. Bro, literally, there's no remorse and sympathy in the comments.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Man.
Yeah, no, glad you guys liked it.
No, I fuck with that. That shit is... That is dope, man. I'm talking about like you know the shit when they dive deep into fucking Jimmy Neutron's head.
My brain is pumping.
But no, like it was various images that was coming about. But I was just like, no, that can't be it. That can't be it. But
for sure. For Soul Eater, I don't know why, but Death the Kid kept coming in my head. And I was like, I'm just going ahead and say it. It keeps popping up, so I'm just going ahead and say it. Hopefully it hits.
No,
like, yeah,
the
man.
Same thing with the one before, Gurren Lagann. I don't know why the fuck that kept popping up, but all I had to do was just say that shit.
Right.
Because I'm thinking like, wait a minute. We have like a limited number of chances. I don't want to fuck up.
Right. He literally fights negativity. So it's like, damn. Fuck.
Sometimes you just gotta throw it out there, man.
Throw that shit out there.
Nah, no bullshit. But we gonna wrap this shit up, man.
So we
definitely appreciate y'all for coming on the show. Y'all make sure y'all go tap that description in the make sure y'all comment as well.
Yeah.
Because we want y'all to support the
Hidden Devils Podcast.
This isn't gonna be the last time. We gonna get them on the show again. Bro, y'all already know what time it is. So go hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, ring that notification bell, and we will be seeing y'all
next time.
Peace.
Take care, guys.
All right, take care.